The future is a hefty responsibility and not one that we take lightly. But then taking things lightly has never been what Hefty is about. That's why we've created the Hefty Renew program that turns hard to recycle plastics into valuable resources like park benches and building materials. To participate, simply fill up an orange Hefty Renew bag with accepted items, tie it up, and drop it in with your regular recycling. That's it. It's that easy. It's time to rethink recycling with Renew. Particular valued resources may vary by geography. More info available at heftyrenew.com.
As humans, we're naturally driven by the search for better. But when it comes to hiring, the best way to search for a candidate isn't to search at all. Don't search, match with Indeed. When I was looking to hire someone, it was so slow and overwhelming. I wish I had used Indeed. If you need to hire, you need Indeed. Indeed is your matching and hiring platform, with over 350 million global monthly visitors according to Indeed data, and a matching engine that helps you find quality candidates fast. Ditch the busy work. Use Indeed for scheduling, screening, and messaging so you can connect with candidates faster. And Indeed doesn't just help you hire faster. 93% of employers agree Indeed delivers the highest quality matches compared to other job sites, according to a recent Indeed survey. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/podcast. That's Indeed.com/podcast. Terms and conditions apply.
It's 11 trivia questions on the hit Fox TV show, The X-Files, Mulder, Scully, aliens, probes, abductions. We got it all. This is Trivia with Buds. What it be. Welcome to another episode of the Trivia with Buds podcast. I'm your host, Ryan Buds. Thanks for checking out this show, which comes out every single day for you to listen to. You can hit subscribe to get those new episodes daily on your device, and I would love for you to leave a review on iTunes if you dig the show. I'm at 109 reviews, would love to be up to about 120 by the end of May. So if you want to leave a review, do that, and then drop me an email that lets me know that you did that so I can send you some free swag in the mail. Just email me at ryanbuds@gmail.com. It's in the bottom of the show notes on all of the notes in the full episode descriptions for these episodes that you're listening to right now. Today's episode is all about X-Files, written by Brian Salyer, who has helped me play catch-up with our Patreon subscriber spreadsheet. People that listen to this show and donate $5 or more a month get to pick a topic that I'm going to do, and today's topic is X-Files, picked by Alexis Eck, all the way in the middle of the country, Ponca City, Oklahoma. Alexis is famous for being my very first Patreon subscriber. She was the one who first reached out to me and said, hey, you should do some kind of thing where you send out stuff. And I said, yeah, let me look into that. And then I learned what Patreon was. And we've been on there for about a year now. So thank you so much to all my Patreon subscribers for making it such a fun community to be a part of. And we get a big chat going in our Discord app chat thread, which is like an ongoing AOL chat room. You can join that for just $1 a month. And I just posted a question in there to some trivia players. I said, hey, is anybody in Learned League? And I'm learning what that is myself. It's like an ongoing trivia tournament contest, statistical kind of a thing that has different seasons. And I just got invited to participate in it. So I will be part of Learned League or Learned League. I don't know how you say it. It's one of those two ways, I bet. And hopefully I will learn some things from doing it and get some cool ideas for the show and things like that. So if you're part of Learned League, let me know in an email and we can connect that way. I want to see your flag. I want to see your statistics on the different topics you've gotten right and wrong over the years that you've played in there. Or maybe you're brand new like me and we'll end up going against each other in a rookie match. That would be pretty sweet. I am getting ready to go host trivia at one of my last trivia locations, one of my last nights at a trivia location in Rancho Cucamonga, California. It's called No Clue Brew, and they had some mechanical problems with a van, so they're going to stop doing trivia for a bit, but hopefully we'll be back there again soon. But this will be the last one for a while. I've been there for about a year and a half, and really fun group over there. Fun players and a fun family-run brewery. So check out No Clue Brew if you ever find yourself in Rancho Cucamonga, California. So before I do that, I thought, let's do a quick podcast episode for Friday. And this one is going to be all about the X-Files. So we're going to jump into those questions. Again, written by Brian Salyer. Thank you, Brian, for my friend Alexis Eck. Thank you, Alexis. We're going to do those 11 questions on the X-Files right now. Here we go. All right, we've got 11 questions on the X-Files. Let's see how many of these you can get right out of 11. I'm not a huge X-Files fan myself. I've probably seen like 10 episodes of the show in total. I think I've seen all the movies randomly, but have not seen too much of the show. But maybe you are. Maybe this is the first time you're listening to the show. And here we go with 11 questions. Number one, who is the creator of the show, The X-Files? What is the name of the creator of The X-Files? Question number one. Question number two is a multiple choice question. In what year did the show debut on Fox? Was it A, 1990, B, 1993, or C, 1995? What year did the show debut on Fox? 90, 93, or 95? Question number three, what is the name of Mulder's sister that was abducted by aliens? Number three, what's the name of Mulder's sister who was abducted by aliens? Number three. Question number four on today's X-Files podcast, the character of Dana Scully was named for an announcer of what sports team? Number four, the character of Dana Scully was named for an announcer of what sports team? Number four. Question number five, which of the following actors was not a guest star on the show? Was it A, Ben Stiller, B, Luke Wilson, C, Jack Black, or D, Ryan Reynolds? Which one of those actors was not a guest star on the show? Ben Stiller, Luke Wilson, Jack Black, or Ryan Reynolds? Question number six, what actor played John Doggett, Scully's new partner, after Mulder disappears? Number six, what actor played John Doggett, Scully's new partner, after Mulder disappears? Question number seven, the Scully family must have been a fan of this novel, as her father called her Starbuck, and she named her dog Queequeg? Q-U-E-E-Q-U-E-G. Queequeg. Number seven, the Scully family must have been a fan of this novel, as her father called her Starbuck, and she named her dog Queequeg. What novel would they have been fans of? Question number eight, what Academy Award-winning actress voiced a killer tattoo in a season four episode? Hint, the Oscar-winning role was an inspiration for the Scully character. Number eight, what Academy Award-winning actress voiced a killer tattoo in a season four episode? Hint, the Oscar-winning role was an inspiration for the Scully character. Question number nine, what brand of cigarettes did the cigarette-smoking man smoke? Number nine, what brand of cigarettes did the cigarette-smoking man smoke? Two questions to go on this X-Files quiz. Number 10, Vince Gilligan, later the creator of what show, joined the writing team of the X-Files and was credited with the season 6 episode Drive, guest starring Bryan Cranston. Number 10, Vince Gilligan, later the creator of what show, joined the writing team of X-Files and was credited with the season 6 episode Drive, guest starring Bryan Cranston. And the bonus question for 2 points. What were the two spin-off shows of The X-Files? Number 11, the two bonus point question. What were the two shows that spun off of The X-Files? All right, guys, those are the questions from Brian Salyer in Redlands, California. Thank you, Brian. Alexis, hopefully you got all 11 of these correct. And if you love The X-Files, maybe you're kicking butt too. We're going to find out what the answers to these questions were in just a sound effect. We are back with the answers to X-Files trivia. Let's see how many of these you got right. My wife, Ashley, is a pretty big X-Files fan. I think she's seen all the episodes or most of them. But I should have liked this show growing up, but nobody in my house watched it. Nobody in my house really watched a lot of sci-fi at all, but I always was kind of interested in sci-fi. But there were just certain shows I never watched really growing up. Like, I was always kind of bored by the intro to X-Files, maybe, like the music and the little intro. And I was like, nah, I'm turning this off. There's certain shows like that, like The Nanny. When The Nanny theme song comes on, it makes my skin crawl. Don't know why. Here's number one. Who is the creator of the show The X-Files? The answer to that question was my friend, Chris Carter. He's not my friend, but that's his name. Chris Carter, number one. Question number two, in what year did the show debut on Fox? It was 1993. I did know the answer to that one because I remember when it came out. 93. And David Duchovny was a cross-dressing character, like I think a cop or a detective on Twin Peaks right before this show. So you can go back and see him on that show with some nice wigs and makeup on. Number three, what was the name of Mulder's sister that was abducted by aliens? We're looking for Samantha. Samantha was that character's name. Number four, the character of Dana Scully was named for an announcer of what sports team? The Los Angeles Dodgers, Vin Scully. LA Dodgers, Vin Scully. Number five, which of the following actors was not a guest star on the show? Was it comedic actor Ben Stiller, Luke Wilson, Jack Black, or Ryan Reynolds? The final three were all on there, but Ben Stiller was not. So Luke Wilson, Jack Black, and Ryan Reynolds all appeared on the show in some capacity. Number six, what actor played John Doggett, Scully's new partner after Mulder's disappearance? That was Robert Patrick, who was T-1000 in the Terminator movie. Robert Patrick, also the gym teacher in The Faculty. Number seven, the Scully family must have been a fan of what novel? Because her father calls her, as her father called her Starbuck, and she was named after her dog Queequeg. That would be Moby Dick. And as a non-reader of Moby Dick, I don't know what any of that means. Here's number eight. What Academy Award-winning actress voiced a killer tattoo? That would be Jodie Foster. There was a hint there that she was inspiration for the Scully character. And, you know, the shoulder-length red hair, that kind of fits the bill for both of them, right? Number nine, what brand of cigarettes did the cigarette-smoking man smoke? Morley, M-O-R-L-E-Y, Morley cigarettes, which sounds like a word that I would say, like, yeah, I worked really hard, Morley. You know, like I worked more hardly. I don't know. That's something I would probably use in a sentence in high school and think it was a real word. Number 10, Vince Gilligan, later the creator of what show, joined the writing team on season 6 and had a Bryan Cranston season 6 episode that was, of course, Breaking Bad. Bryan Cranston being the hint there and the link between Vince Gilligan and Breaking Bad. And the bonus, what are the two spinoff shows of The X-Files? We had Millennium, which I remember. I remember when that show came out and, I remember the logo for it. It was like a circle of sorts, like a burnt circle or something. And then we had the Lone Gunman and Millennium. I don't know the second one really at all, but those were two spinoffs of The X-Files. And The X-Files always kind of coming back, like they take it away. Then they both came back for like a limited Fox or Hulu series, I think, or something. And I watched some of that and it was kind of boring. And then they have the movies every once in a while. So X-Files, I feel like, will be one of those things that's always around. Kind of like the Twilight Zone, like they keep bringing that back. So we'll see how it goes. Those were all the answers to X-Files trivia. Thank you so much, Brian, for writing those. Alexis, great pick. Hopefully you had fun answering these questions. And hopefully you, listeners, had a great time playing along with this episode. We've got 450 other episodes for you to play along with. Next time you go on a road trip, you know, you can pause and answer the questions out loud, write them down, sit at home. And if you do that, I'd love to see your scorecards. My friend Greg Hines just sent me a scorecard from just the other day of him nailing, I think, 10 out of 11 questions on an episode over on Twitter. You can contact me on Twitter at RyanBuds or on Instagram at RyanBuds or email me, RyanBuds@gmail.com. Send me anything you like about the show. I love interacting with people who dig it. We're close to a full year of doing this show every single day, and we did it for about a year and a half before that weekly. So tons of episodes to go back and check out. And again, hit subscribe so you get those new episodes every single day. Coming up on 365, this was 326 in a row. And so we're very close to the year. And we're close to 300,000 downloads on this show. So thank you. Thank you. Thank you for making this part of your subscription base for where you listen to podcasts. I appreciate it. And I hope you like the show every single day. Thanks for listening. Thanks for telling a friend. And we'll see you tomorrow for more Trivia with Buds. Have a good weekend. Cheers.